KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 78. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, August 28th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Ralph Beard for Grady County Commissioner District 3, and the First National Bank and Trust. Sunny and hot this election day with a high about 100 once again this afternoon. Slight chance for some storms in the forecast tonight and through tomorrow. One business evacuated Monday after a pickup crashes into a natural gas pipeline. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
That is the sound of natural gas spewing into the air yesterday when a pickup crashes into a high-pressure natural gas pipeline. One company evacuated and nearby roads closed to through traffic after the accident about 1:30. It happened next to Morris Motorsports at U.S. Highway 81 and Pikes Peak Road, the dividing line between the cities of Chickasha and Nenagh. Workers at Signature Quarters were evacuated. Employees of Morris Motorsports were asked to move to the western part of their warehouse. The Chickasha Fire Department on standby until crews from CenterPoint Energy could arrive to shut down the line. Gusty winds actually helped to disperse the gas, limiting the evacuation area. The driver of the pickup that hit the line was not injured. We have video of the scene posted on our Facebook page. Oklahomans heading to the polls today for the primary runoff elections. There are a couple of local elections where some Grady County voters will be electing county commissioners. In District 3, which is the southern part of the county, Democrats will choose between current Commissioner Ralph Beard and Lee Dorman. Neither were able to secure better than 50% of the vote in the June primary, where three candidates were on the ballot. And since there's no Republican candidate, the winner today will be elected. It's a similar story in District 1, the northern part of the county, where current Commissioner Wendell Hardy is being opposed by Michael Walker. Also, three persons in that initial June primary able to get more than 50% of the three-person race. And since there are no Democrats running, the winner will be elected. One other local election in Grady County is for Nenagh School District patrons. They'll be deciding two special bond issues, one to modernize the high school science lab, the other to purchase school buses and people movers to transport students to extracurricular activities. Those bonds total $550,000, and both require a 6% supermajority to pass. Polls are just opening this morning. They will be open until 7 o'clock tonight. And we will be reporting election updates regarding the county commissioner races and the Nenagh school bond election after the polls close tonight. Cool news time, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. More news coming right up.
Commissioner Ralph Beard's performance as an elected official is evident in his commitment to the needs of Grady County. Ralph Beard was committed to a new surgical wing at Grady Memorial Hospital. Ralph Beard responded to overcrowded prisons by breaking ground for a new jail. Ralph Beard voted yes to the new event center at Grady County Fairgrounds, and Ralph Beard agreed to the new security vestibule in place at the courthouse. Re-elect Ralph Beard as Grady County Commissioner, District 3. Your commitment to Ralph Beard is a commitment to the future of Grady County, District 3.
August 28th, I would appreciate your vote, Ralph Beard.
Kids in Chickasha schools have some extra incentive to attend classes this year. The Chickasha Rotary Club will be giving away a total of 32 bicycles to students who have perfect attendance. The program is known as Roll Call. Now, one boy and one girl in each grade 3 through 6 at Grand Avenue and Lincoln schools will get a bicycle after each 9-week period. The names of all the students who have perfect attendance during those 9-week periods will go into a drawing with the winners to be getting the bicycles. Rotary Club President John Gorton said research supports a strong link between attendance and student achievement, that students who are chronically absent in the third grade are less likely to be reading at grade level. Gorton said the club will be tracking attendance numbers and hope this unique program will reflect a positive change. Area farmers can find out how to grow better crops with a workshop set at a Chickasha area farm. The Grady County Conservation District and the Natural Resources Conservation Service office locally, partnering with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission to hold the workshop at the Oscar Nelson Sod Farm Friday. The workshop to include cover crops and incorporating grazing management, with guest speakers Greg Scott, a soil scientist, and Blaine Stacy, a soil health educator with the state panel. There will also be a demonstration of a rainfall simulator. The program, Friday morning, 9 to noon, it is open to the public. If you like information, contact the Grady County Conservation District or NRCS offices. Apache Corporation reporting the completion of a couple of wells in Grady County. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission reports both are northwest of Alec in Section 33 of Township 6 North and Range 6 West, both to a depth of just over 20,000 feet. The spud dates January 9th and 10th. And a permit to drill in Grady County awarded to Baker Brent Oil and Gas, about 4 miles west of Pocasset. That's in Section 35 of Township 9 North and Range 8 West. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, a slight gain yesterday to $68.87 a barrel. London-based Brent crude slightly higher to $76.21. Natural gas was down to $2.87 per million BTUs. Gold and silver were higher yesterday. Gold climbing to $1,220 and silver back over $15 to $15.06. Obituaries today include 76-year-old James Worthen of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10:30 tomorrow morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran, worked at Pet Milk for nearly 30 years, then worked at Grady Memorial Hospital and then Washita Valley Transit. And graveside service for 85-year-old Bernice Line of Verdon will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Memory Lane Cemetery in Anadarko. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for sunny, breezy, and hot again today. Upper 90s to around 100. Right now it's fair and 78 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, there's a new name for what used to be known as Cottonwood Creek Golf Course in Chickasha. New owner Max Stewart has taken a page out of golf movie lore, renaming the course Bushwood. The name comes from the movie Caddyshack, the 1980 film that starred Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, and Rodney Dangerfield. The course will be hosting the 90th annual Washita Valley Golf Tournament for the upcoming Labor Day weekend. There's a practice round on Saturday. The tournament set for Sunday and Monday. It'll be medal play for those who want to play for the championship. There's also a 2-person scramble for other players. Entry fee $100 per person. Entries are due Friday. Entry fees do include a barbecue on Sunday and a concert with Ryan Dorman Sunday night. The Empo Panther volleyball team scores a straight set win over Chickasha last night. Empo beat the Lady Chicks by scores of 25-18, 25-10, and 25-16, giving the Panthers their third win of the year against 7 losses. The Lady Chicks fall to 4-9. CHS back in action this afternoon when they travel to Union City, which is ranked number 12 in Class 3A. In softball, the Chickasha Lady Chicks hosting McLeod in a District 4A win twin bill at El Curry Field this afternoon. CHS still in search of their first district win. McLeod in third place in the district behind division leader Tuttle and Bridge Creek in second place. McLeod is 3-3 in district play. Those games start at 5 o'clock. New high school baseball rankings are out in Class A. Silo still number 1. Fletcher locked in at number 6. Fort Cobb-Broxton up in the top 10 at number 9 this week. Sterling is number 18 and Fort Cobb-Broxton number 19. Class B, Red Oak number 1. Lokiba Sickles into the top 10 at number 10. In softball in Class A, Binger Oney and Amber Pocasset still ranked number 1 and 2. In Class B, Kiowa number 1. Sorrel up a spot to number 4. Sterling at number 10. Lokiba Sickles number 12. Mountain View Goatee Bow number 13. USAO soccer players sweep the Sooner Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week awards. Jack Bancroft for the men and Emma Rice for the women honored for their work in the first week of the regular season. Bancroft, a senior from London, scored two goals last week, one in a loss to number 5-ranked William Carey, and he had the game-winning goal against number 6-ranked University of Mobile. Rice, who's a freshman from Norman, the only player to score for the Lady Drovers last week. She had the team's only goal in a loss to number 4-ranked William Carey, and she had the game winner in a 2-1 double overtime win at the University of Mobile. Our Cool News Weather and Sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Ralph Beard for Grady County Commissioner District 3, and DR Heating and Air Conditioning.